And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 9th of March, 2017. It was on this day, 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Emergency Banking Relief Act. He'd been in office for only 5 days. The country was in the grip of the Great Depression. The banking system was on the verge of collapse. People rushing to withdraw their savings. Roosevelt declared a 4-day bank holiday, closed all of the banks, closed them for 4 days so the government could print more paper money. Roosevelt gave his first radio fireside chat in which he assured people that anything they wanted to withdraw, they could withdraw. There would be money. And when the banks began opening up again the next morning, people lined up to bring their money back and redeposit it. And the stock market began to rebound. And later that year, Congress passed the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation Act, guaranteeing deposits against bank failure. Today is Napoleon's wedding day, 1796. Napoleon Bonaparte, the future emperor of France, married Josephine de Beauharnais, an older widow with 2 children. He was crazy in love with her. He wrote to her, "I awake full of you, your image and the memory of last night's intoxicating pleasures has left no rest to my senses." Napoleon was 2 hours late to the wedding. In the marriage contract, Josephine made herself 4 years younger, and he added 18 months to his age to make himself 26. 2 days later, he left to lead the French army in an invasion of Italy. It's the birthday of the poet, novelist, and gardener Vida Sackville West, born in Kent, England, 1892. She was married to Harold Nicholson, but they had an open marriage arrangement, which left her free to carry on a decade-long affair with Virginia Woolf, who used Vida Sackville West as the inspiration for the title character of her novel, Orlando, a biography. Vida Sackville West, who grew up in an enormous house known as the Calendar House because it had 365 rooms, 52 staircases, 12 entrances, and 7 courtyards. It's the birthday of David Pogue, born in Shaker Heights, Ohio, 1963, author of many how-to guides. He wrote the first guide to Mac computers, guides to opera, classical music, and magic. He was a Broadway conductor and arranger for years, and also author of the novel Hard Drive. And it's the birthday of Mickey Spillane, born in Brooklyn, 1918, who gave us hard-boiled detective writing, the Mike Hammer novel, starting with Kiss Me Deadly. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland entitled Field Guide. Once in the cool blue middle of a lake, up to my neck in that most precious element of all, I found a pale gray, curled upwards pigeon feather floating on the tension of the water. At the very instant when a dragonfly, like a blue-green iridescent bobby pin, hovered over it, then lit and rested. That's all. I mention this in the same way that I fold the corner of a page in certain library books so that the next reader will know where to look for the good parts. Field Guide, a poem by Tony Hoagland from Unincorporated Persons in the Late Honda Dynasty, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Podcasts are a great way to enjoy programs you love, like The Writer's Almanac, whenever and wherever you want. Podcasts have something for everyone, but some people still aren't aware of podcasts. Think of someone you know who might enjoy a podcast. What podcast would they really love? Now tell them about it in real life or on social media. And if they don't know how to find and download podcasts, show them how. Tell us what you recommended with the hashtag TryPod, TryPod. Thanks for spreading the word.